The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the Lunch Break on 101.7 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering, all right? I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Papa, who this man?
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame Black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Yo, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Good afternoon, everybody. How are you doing? You are now punched in on your lunch break, man. Thank you for joining us. We got a lot on the menu today, man. I hope y'all got an empty plate because, man, Shannon, I know we're not going to get everything in today, but I am excited. I'm excited about the day. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. DJ Brother Z holding us down on the production and sound on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Shannon, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, Ray. I'm doing great. How about yourself? How you doing this lunch break?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling full. I'm feeling satisfied. I'm feeling, you know, sharp, alert, aware. I'm excited. I'm feeling well informed.
Look, what you have for breakfast? Look, I started my day off wrong. You, man, you got a full plate. I'm aware. I'm sharper than ever. Honey, I'm feeling all right. I ain't feeling that good.
I had a combination of honey bunches of oats and cinnamon toast crunch. Oh. Well, yeah.
Dang. Wait, I what? Did.
That's what I had.
About my eating habits.
Hey man, I had my oats and I had my cinnamon toast crunch. It was the bottom of the bag, so you know you can't just leave, just remlings around.
You put it in one bowl.
Yeah, one bowl. It's just a little
but
like an added surprise.
Is weird.
No, absolutely, surprise. Shannon. You pull the meat and cheese off the pizza and then just eat that.
The cheese. I keep the cheese on it.
Whatever cheese didn't get pulled off with the pepperoni, because you have this weird infatuation with, what's the word?
Meat sweat. It's meat residue.
Oh, my
juices.
God. That is Anyways. Even worse. Meat residue. Shannon, tell the people where they can find us before you get carried away.
Anywho, guys. If you are listening now, make sure you go ahead and follow us on Facebook. We are at The Lunch Break. We're building a nice little community over there, man. Tap in with us, The Lunch Break on Facebook. If you're listening on the radio and you got questions, comments, concerns, you want to join the conversation, give us a call at 833-212-1017. You can text that line as well. We do check the text messages, 833-212-1017. And we're also live on the YouTube right now at 101.7 The Truth. All right, type that in, join the chat, watch us live in the studio. And also follow your host. We got Ray Nitti at Ray Nitti, RayNitti across all platforms. You got me, maybe Shannon, MayBeShannon across all platforms. Yeah. Do that. Tap in with us.
Man, shouts out to our cousins online. Jasmine West said, see, good cereal mix, and I don't even eat cereal like that. Hey, y'all. That's why cousins be holding it down.
She's being nice.
No,
she's
being
nice to you. She's just trying to eat cereal.
Honey, you got to think of the what I just put down there. Honey Bunches of Oats.
One sounds very serious and one sounds very childish. You just put it together to make yourself feel like an adult, but that's a very childish mix, right? That's what you did. You said, I'm going to eat the Honey Bunches to satisfy my adulthood, and I'm going to get these Cinnamon Toast because I'm really childish. That's what happened.
Well.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Z.
What do we say to Al? When you write, you write.
Yeah, you're right.
When you write, you write. But to hell with you, Shannon. Damn pizza dough and sauce eating fool. Biscuit eating.
Biscuit eating bulldog.
Hey, I almost said something else. I'll tell y'all offline what I almost said. But it wasn't going to be bulldog.
Bunches of oats.
Oh, man. I'm glad I pushed pause. We are not talking politics today. I swear to God, I had my fill.
Oh boy,
I'm not talking about the
P word.
The low success rate of, you know, I'm not gonna do
the P word.
But y'all know the slogan, bow. Build our Wisconsin.
Hey.
Y'all know what come after that. I'll leave it like that.
Hey. Hey.
But today, Shannon, we got a lot on the menu. The menu. It's something on the rise. It's the era of the stay-at-home boyfriend. It is the
brother.
Era, Shannon. We gonna talk. Chill out. We gonna talk about it for the first time ever. No, third time ever. Women are outnumbering. Third time ever in history.
Oh.
I guess in the history of Americanism, I guess. Women outnumber men in the workforce. So we are going to get into that. I know that's going to be a good one.
Should be an interesting conversation.
Should be a good
for
one.
For sure.
Should be a good one. Anita Nicole, how you doing? What up, fam? Cuz said, what up, Shannon?
What's up? Look, I'm trying to get on the live. I can't even find it. Look, I'm telling people where to go, and I can't even figure out where to go. I'm over here like, hold on now, y'all. Hold on. Ain't he trying to figure it out? Give me a second here. Need my glasses.
Guru is here. Guru, I'm not doing this with you
Guru!
Today. Guru, I'm not doing this with you today. Not doing it. The era of the stay-at-home boyfriend is a trend that's on the rise. We're going to get into that, Shannon. Then we want to talk about the reverse roles because it sparked a thought. You know, in said reverse roles, Shannon, are men actually stepping up or are women having to step in even more while still outnumbering men in the workforce? I know we made a joke yesterday about you cleaning up my mess and say, you know, how women be like, men don't ever clean up, right? We still got to always go and clean up behind them. And that might be more facts than just funny. So we're going to get into that, Shannon. And then I got a special segment that I want to talk about. Never giving up. And the cost of quitting too soon. I think, you know, as humans, as people, you know, as creatives, as entrepreneurs, we have these dreams and these aspirations and, you know, time is a true teller of strength, in my opinion. Over time, your dreams is going to be tested. You're going to be tested, and it's a challenge to hold on to it, right? It's a challenge to hold on to your creativity, to hold on to that dream, especially with all everything else that's going on, things that change in life. And then we give up too soon. We give up too soon, and then we watch somebody else live out our dreams. And then we got to sit with that. So we want to talk about that, Shannon, too. And then today on the menu as well, Shannon, you brought this up. Men are lonelier in nursing homes. Not that this is funny, by the way. It's nothing funny about
loneliness. Because you be trying to throw me under the bus. They're going to be on my heels. Why you bringing up loneliness? You ain't no man.
You the one who called me a child because I decided that I wanted two brands of cereal. That was actually a pretty slamming combination, by the way. First of all, I was using what was at my disposal at the time. So, you know, I don't even know if that was the proper word. But
it definitely was.
Look, somebody in the comments said one is serious, one is childish. Ding,
I'm not dealing with Guru today.
Guru, funny, dog.
I'm not dealing with dog today, man. It's 300,000 people listening to us on the radio. Guru, you is not going to get me distracted today. But Shannon, we want to talk about lonelier. Men are lonelier in the nursing homes. And then we also want to focus on, are nursing homes actually safe for our loved ones? The people that we're, you know, putting in trust of taking care of our family members. We want to talk about that as well. And then we got Malcolm Jamal Warner's widow breaks her silence. And some of us may have seen it. You know, she said basically she was left with, nothing, you would say, Shannon?
Pretty much. No monies. No, zero monies.
Shannon, so. That's great. She said, no monies.
What? That's what happened.
But we're going to get into that. And then it was some things that came up most recently. I think she finally broke her silence and did a first
She's
interview.
She's doing it from that.
That's what I thought I saw. But I'm gonna let you get into that, Shannon. But Shannon, what else you got for us before you take us to break? Oh,
we also have a little TikTok.
Yeah.
We gonna do our little TikTok news, Gary. Don't forget. Look, see, you gotta start putting the TikTok news in and run a show. We gonna get that right.
Right, man.
We do got our TikTok news, viral video we want to discuss and we want y'all input on. But after break, we'll get into that.
Blame it on Guru for traumatizing me when he always like, yeah, I don't want to hear this TikTok news. But my bad, Shannon. Take us to break.
Man, make sure you guys give us a call or text us at 833-212-1017. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go anywhere, y'all. You're listening to Ray and Shannon on the Lunch Break, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
The economy might be changing more than your wallet. It could be changing your relationship, too. A new report says women now outnumber men in the workforce, and that is helping drive the rise of the stay-at-home boyfriend. Boyfriend, not even husband. One report saying, quote, they seem comfortable with being pampered and paid for, maybe a little too comfortable. On TikTok, they call their girlfriends mommies, and they refer to themselves as sugar babies. Gross. Oh, Fox News contributor Brett Cooper joins us now. Brett, I'm reading the stats. In the 90s, men held nearly 7 million more jobs than women. In 2026, this year, more women held jobs than men in the U.S. Would you ever go for this? Would you let your boyfriend stay at home while you go out and work?
No, not at all. And what's so funny is that a couple of years ago on TikTok, the opposite was true. There were all of these stay-at-home girlfriends that were going viral, and all the men in the comment section were going, this is so ridiculous. You go to Pilates, you get your nails done, and we're providing for you. We're not even married. You don't have kids you're taking care of. This is so ridiculous. And so it's hilarious to see it switch. But honestly, I'm not surprised by this. I feel like if you look at the numbers and what's been happening with men and women, this should be expected. I mean, we spent the last decade trying to keep straight white men out of the workforce and promoting women above them. So this seems like, unfortunately, the logical conclusion of all of that. So if you're unhappy with it, society, it's the bed we made.
She said,
wait a minute. Did she just say we were forcing straight white men out of the workforce? Excuse me.
Oh,
see, this
my
is
God.
Why I don't deal with Fox Digs.
Welcome
you know what?
Back.
What we ain't going to do?
Welcome Bruh. Back.
You know what?
Welcome back to the lunch break.
Come on, this is the bed we made.
Shannon is fired up. Oh,
I
my God.
The task at hand.
Oh, my God.
This is the bed we
now. Oh, my God. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. DJ Brother Z holding us down on the production and sound, man, on the award-winning 101 7 The Truth. Please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening on YouTube, 833-212-1017 is the number to call. You could also text that number. Anita, how you doing, cuz? Anita in the building. Man, this is going to be a fun topic, man. So, Shannon, you was just fired up. She said, excuse me?
Because did she say it at first? I was like, yeah, that's crazy. And then she ended with that. Like, it's they always got to add something extra. Like, stick to the topic at hand. So like, you guys, four straight white men out of the workforce.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what. I don't know if we're going to even get past this topic. It is so many ways this topic could go.
My bad, Robert Lance. My bad.
So, I mean, before we even get into what we got, let's start there then, Shannon, right? With what she said, though. Because
we gonna stay there because we shouldn't start there, right? Because we gonna stay there because what it's gonna go into is like in that money, we should take away DEI hires because they're trying to take our job. They took our jobs. That's what she.
Oh, my God. What?
No, I don't know if we should start there.
All right.
You just said 2 hours are not enough for this conversation.
100%.
Anita, you are correct.
All right, we ain't gonna start there then, because I see hands and feet gonna get the being thrown. So,
because why she had to say that? Why she said that?
What?
We ain't even talking about that.
So I almost want to hear in context what she said again now at the end. But from what I gotta walk this dog real careful here.
Maybe I heard it wrong.
I think she said.
I'll just replay it here.
All right, let's hear it on. Nita said, Shannon, I need you to sound off.
You spent the last decade trying to keep straight white men out of the workforce.
My bad. Rewind it one more time. I was talking.
Men and raised to see it switch. But honestly, I'm not surprised by this. I feel like if you look at the numbers and what's been happening with men and women, this should be expected. I mean, we spent the last decade trying to keep straight white men out of the workforce and promoting women above them. So,
you bald head buzzard. Like, I was with you until you said that.
Oh my God. Okay, so let's start there, Shannon. I'm going to let you cook. Because I heard two things, right? And maybe two things could be true in the same sense, right? I think she probably didn't have to add the fact that, oh, we've spent a decade of trying to keep white men out of the workforce.
She said straight white men.
Sure.
He made it very...
Well, you know, that looked like it was a Fox 6 reporter. Like, you know, they're going to push the envelope
exactly.
And the agendas.
Jesus.
But the part I did hear was like, okay, there has been a push to promote women more in the workforce. But she attached that to... Yeah. Keeping straight white men out. And I think that's what I wrote, yo.
Like, you guys shouldn't be surprised this is happening.
Hey, this
bed you made.
They almost...
tell that she's one of them people. You could tell she's one of those women that are like, well, women should have stayed in their place. Now, how do you like those apples? Like, girl, them big old eyebrows, don't piss me off today.
Damn.
I'm having a rough morning.
Apology.
This is the last thing I need. I thought we was on the same page. It's always them people you think y'all on the same page, and then they go off on a whole nother. Like, bro, we was talking about the same thing about people being stay-at-home boyfriends, and then you want to throw straight white men are having a hard time. Don't you see, women? Look at you taking those promotions, even though it's proven that women are paid less and have to work is like, if not double hard. Like, what are we talking about here? Made because we actually worked and went to school. My bad. Let's talk about what the topic was supposed to be. Why y'all show me the end part of that?
There was still 4 minutes left in that video.
I can't do it.
Why would she say that? Took her eyebrows on Fox News, and then she thought she cooked.
Oh, my God.
She was like, this is the bed you made, though. trying to hold our straight white men down. Look. Like, oh my God, dude.
Oh my God.
I swear their life ain't that hard. They'd be okay trying to feel so marginalized. And they really trying to keep the white man down these days. See? Now you got stay-at-home boyfriends.
Oh my God. Zach, Brother Z, I don't know if today is our day.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh my God.
Y'all not straight white men. Y'all ain't having a hard day.
Okay. All right, let me try to do this.
Go ahead. The floor is yours. Look, keep going.
No. This is all you, Shannon. You got the ingredients, the seasoning. You got the spices. You got the veggies and the meat sweats for the pot. As of early 2026, women hold more U.S. payroll jobs than men. Only the third time this has happened in recorded history, an economist says, this time looks structurally, Shannon gonna hate this, this time looks structurally permanent rather than a temporary recession blip. In the early 1900s, men held nearly 7 million more jobs than women. That entire gap has now closed. Over the most recent 12 months, men lost a net 142,000 jobs, while women gained 298,000. Of the 1.2 million jobs added between February 2024 and February 2026, roughly two-thirds went to women. So I'm just, can we pause and just dive into that a little? And then let me see what you think on that, Shannon. So it just seems, let's finish the stats. Male labor force participation has fallen almost 20 points since tracking began in 1948, from 86% down to 67% today. The lowest on record outside the pandemic. Female participation, however, rose from 32% to 57% over that same period. So, see, this is why I paused and read the rest of this, because this answered my thing that I was just going to set you off. So it's not just women entering. Men are, and they caps lock this, leaving at a faster rate. Male participation dropped 2 full points since right before COVID. So it was already on that before COVID. So 69% to 67%. And then female participation dropped only 0.6% in that same span. So let's start there, Shannon. Hearing those numbers, what's the first thoughts that jump out to you?
What's her name from Fox News? F her. And no, I'm just I'm back on that. But anyways, my bad. Listen, it sounds to me like men are willingly leaving the workforce. Is that not what that said? They are leaving. They are backing down and women are rising to the occasion. I also feel like I saw somewhere that most jobs that are on the rise are like in the healthcare fields and fields that men typically don't want to go for. Who fault is that? That's not women's fault. So we got more questions, comments, and concerns after this break. I know we did have like 1 minute before break, and I don't want to go over time, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, if you guys have questions, comments, and concerns, go ahead, give us a call at 833-212-1017. We're talking about stay-at-home boyfriends, not husbands, boyfriends. And the, you know what, we ain't going to talk about what the Fox lady said. That's all we talking about right now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. So just
What up, y'all? Welcome back. This is the lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. We talking about the stay-at-home boyfriend on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, Zach knew what song to play because you stay yourself at home around here. It's going to be a boyfriend number two. No, I'm just going to stop. I kid. I don't condone cheating.
Nah, she dead serious.
I just joking.
She dead serious, y'all. She dead serious.
And that's the truth.
100% the truth.
And that's the double truth.
Man, this is, I don't know if we going to get past this topic today, Shannon. It is a lot we haven't even touched on.
No, because I ain't even expect for that lady to say that at the end. Like, you know, like when we was having the food truck conversation and that lady called in, like, bless her soul, but she talking about the food trucks. And then she's like, and then they're on welfare. We're like, wait.
The immigrants. The immigrants.
Yes, that's what that felt like. How do we go from people choosing to be stay-at-home boyfriends to her being like, women created the problem? Like, a woman, women for men wanting to stay home and be boyfriends. What are we talking about? Ma'am, you act like they took our jobs. Like, that's what it was giving.
Oh,
this bald head buzzer took herself on Fox News and said that foolishness.
It's getting thick in the chat. It is getting thick in the chat. Men, it is not safe. Do not go on the YouTube chat, men. It is not safe.
Stay away.
Stay away. Today is their day. All right? All right?
Oh,
they calling us dogs. They eating the dogs.
If you see these dogs in your front yard, just know upstairs I'm going hard.
Bing bong. I'm just playing. They ain't calling us dogs, but they refer. It was. I think that somebody was an excellent artist and had a real good bar there. But Anita said it ain't safe. We got Rebecca on the line. Good afternoon, Rebecca. How you doing? You are listening to the Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. How are you feeling today, Rebecca?
Well, thank you. Glad that you've received my call.
Oh, thank you for calling. We're ecstatic that you called. What can we serve up for you today? You got a stay at home boyfriend, Rebecca?
Oh Lord Jesus, no. I just wanted the opportunity to put another spin at how we might look at this. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying it could be another spin at looking at this.
I'm gonna let you cook.
The statement. Thank you. The statement that we stuck on is pushing the straight white men out of the jobs and women being a higher number in the job market of today. There are a few things I believe we can look at. One thing, maybe we never push them out. I have asked the question from time to time when the doors are finally open to women and brown and black skinned people, where did the straight white men go to work as to how come these positions are finally open? Another thing we may look at, women are more eager for their first time positions when it's only about 60, 65 years ago, we did not even have the rights to vote. We were marching in the 60s for rights to vote, much less any. If they choose to hire the women than any men, straight or not straight, just because we are not accustomed to a higher bracket of pay so they could save on their packages. A lot of people are not going to work for under a certain amount of money that they're accustomed to, as opposed to the one who is now coming into that position. And those are just some of the views I thought about.
That is a very, very interesting way to look at this, Rebecca. What's your
Thank
thoughts
you.
On that, Shannon? It's a woman's world today.
Well, we need your input as well. I'm not saying we can just like exclude you guys from the conversation, but I agree with her. She drove us out the workforce.
Now we want to not. Nah, let me stop.
But we push you out of radio too.
I'm just.
Hey, I got a female producer coming in about 10 minutes and a new co-host.
Hey. Oh my
Anita,
God.
Pull up.
No. Hey, dude. Hey, Anita.
This is getting out of hand. Oh my God.
What you saying? That's
we need people. Order. This is crazy. Brother Z called her stray.
Shannon everybody is, gotta go.
Shannon on her Yo Sammy Sam. She's shooting everybody from the hip. She said, I got a woman producer pulling up tomorrow.
That's crazy.
Brother Z said, I'm not going nowhere.
Anita says she in her car.
I know that's right. Look, see, I like our chat. They be having our back. I ain't gonna hold you. Sometimes they got our back.
Y'all got me sweating up
but
here
yeah,
today.
Yeah, I think what she was saying is like women fought hard for these positions, and a lot of times we are paid a little less. And is that what you heard too?
I heard some of that. That's some of what I heard.
Yeah.
I heard a lot more.
And I guess men ain't willing to do the dirty work. I guess we yeah.
So
Fox News anchor really got me hot and bothered. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because, man, clearly that one part of the clip had took a turn for the whole show. So this is where we're at today. So what I did hear. Go ahead, Shannon.
Go ahead.
No. I
no,
want no,
no,
smoke.
Ladies first.
Please,
please.
No,
go ahead, please. Please, respect ladies in the workplace. Go ahead.
Y'all gonna have these people thinking I'm harming y'all
you
over
don't
here.
Need HR and our
no, please.
Please, Shannon, after you.
Here, let me turn up your mic a little bit for you, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me adjust the colors.
Yes, ma'am. Please. Light on Shannon, please.
You
more
wanted
light.
Blue? Okay.
Yes, please.
Thank we'll you. Get blue.
Thank you.
Bro, I'm done with y'all. I'm not in blue. I'm gonna throw up from laughing.
That's not my favorite color.
Okay, I'm sorry. How about this?
Bro. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
y'all
God.
Y'all know how the He-Man woman haters pull up like you guys deserve more respect around there. Get her off the air.
Yes, Shannon, after you.
Oh, I feel like the first thing we do have to address is stay-at-home men. I do want us to get to that topic first. I just kind of heard that end statement because I was feeling what she was saying. I was like, yeah, that's true. Men are staying at home, and I don't think I would want a stay-at-home boyfriend. And then she just had to throw that in there. And it just, you know, railroaded me a little bit. That's all. My bad.
I think it was permission to speak, Miss Shannon.
Oh. Please speak, Ray.
Thank you. So yeah, I was I was saying, Madame Shannon, that what I heard earlier was a couple of things, right? So yes, that women have you know, been long waiting to get this type of respect in the workforce. So, yeah, they'll jump at the opportunities is what I was hearing her say. But something else that stood out to me as well was the question that she asked. And she was like, where did all these straight white men go to work then? So I think that was a very interesting question. Because I'm like, where did they
like
go?
Like, we just pushed them out.
So,
like, they ain't got nowhere to go.
That was just,
I ain't seen the homeless population turn straight and white.
Miss Shannon, we have Brother Israel on the line. Permission to talk to Brother Israel, Miss Shannon.
Oh my God, I'm not talking to y'all no more.
Is that a yes or no?
Right. We need direct orders.
It's a yes, please, guys.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Brother Israel, how are you doing? We have since gotten permission from Madame Shannon that we may speak to you, Brother Israel. Continue.
Have a good day to both of you. How are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you yourself?
Just want to chime in on this conversation about, you know, gender roles today and like people feeling comfortable. Because, you know, back in the day, like, you know, you said something funny, like, you know, kicking people out the workforce, and that happened a while ago, and it's still this issue about, like, you know, dominance and then discomfort and everything like that. But, you know, this culture clash of generations I've been mentioning for a while is, like, you know, just deeper than, like, you know, race and religion and everything. It goes back to, you know, back then with civil rights and the suffrage movement and women and everything. And it's just like, you know, a lot of the stuff that we go through right now, like abuse and, like, you know, just like, you know, people having, like, ego trips is kind of like just best way to put it is, like, I don't want to, like, you know, seem like I'm accusing them, but it's, like, almost retaliatory. Like, they're, like, some women are kind of, like, you know, vengeful. Like, it's, like, a chance for revenge. Just, like, you know, new opportunity of freedom and everything. So they lash out, they scratch, you know, they, you know, take advantage by whoever, like, you know, can, like, you know, help push their agenda or, like, you know, intimidate or whatever like that. So that's something we need to look at, too.
Man, I definitely understand that. And I think, like, looking into, you know, actions in the workplace is very important. But I ain't say none of that, by the way, Brother Israel. I didn't say anything about pushing anybody out, just to be clear. I didn't say that. And thank you, Ms. Shannon, for allowing us to take his call today.
Miss Shannon, may we go to break?
May we?
We going to break, y'all. Call us at 833-212-1017. Look what y'all done started at the truth.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
No problems with us, they safe. They don't want no problems with us, they safe. They don't want no problems with us, they safe. You don't want no problems with us, they safe. Why I just got hot in here? All the witches walked in. I don't be with, but I keep my F in. Bro, go move the double R. We got somebody blocked in. Just saw my partner from Atlanta. He said you fresh. Twin. So when I still like Jack.
What's up, what's up? It's the Lunch Break with Big Shannon and Ray Nitty. You're listening to the award-winning True 101.7. All I know is
God ain't no stopping. Oh, my God, dog.
Bro, oh my goodness, y'all, I feel like we've been playing for 45 minutes, okay? We only
we've been up here playing. Is the man, you gotta be quiet in the chat.
Oh my goodness. The chat is going in. They said y'all gonna go to HR about me. Y'all bet not.
Oh man. Oh my God, we haven't touched on anything. we ain't get to nothing yet. This is all. First of all, this low key. This might be Brother Z fault.
How
that video wasn't on?
I'm playing Brother Z.
I'm showing the show.
That video wasn't on the docket. And then it had a hidden gem that just derailed us in it. Shannon said, excuse me.
Does he know what he's doing? He knows what he's doing.
Oh, my God.
The all-knowing brothers.
I'm seeing this video play. I'm like, that's not what I saw. I saw an article. It was only words.
It was a setup.
When she came and burnt the house down. Shannon said, excuse me. Straight white men forced them out. All right, y'all.
She acting like they just like going through it.
Yeah,
like so. They just haven't, like, but you know where that rhetoric is coming from. And that's what irritates me. Like that whole movement of like straight white men are being put out of America, guys. We got to stand up. Like there's like a whole movement of women acting like we should lose our rights to vote, guys. Let's stop voting. Let the men lead again. What are we doing, guys? That's the side of TikTok she on.
As if man ain't been leading.
I should have knew. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Look where we at. But anywho.
Okay.
Yeah, Anita said Brother Z is the silent instigator.
And that's why we have the award-winning show that we do have. Because Brother Z,
he
knowing
right.
What he be doing. Damn, I got to. Yes, go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Ask y'all before I talk about it, would you guys want to be a stay-at-home boyfriend?
Where do I sign?
Oh Man, I don't know if I could just be a stay-at-home boyfriend. One, I'll say this. I barely, like, do a good job at cleaning right now.
Bruh.
So, like, my wife is fed up with, like, you know, socks on the couch. You know what I mean? So.
You said I tried.
And first of all, I'm a husband. Let's start there. I'm a husband. No disrespect, Brother Z.
But what I will say, stay-at-home husbands, you know what? I'm going to let you finish.
No, go ahead.
They get a little more leeway to me. I feel like stay-at-home husbands, that's different. I'm going to talk to y'all about why after your messages.
I have nothing, man. Please tell us why. Please share your wisdom.
So this is what I look at it as, right? Stay-at-home boyfriends, that's a roommate. and if I'm busy, like, that's literally a roommate. A stay-at-home boyfriend is a roommate. What are we doing here? Like, and as a woman, like you said, a lot of times men weaponize incompetence. Like, they'll be like, well, I don't know how to change the diaper. And they won't Google how. Mm. You just gotta do it. Well, I never washed my clothes before my mom did it. And you like, okay, I guess I'll do it. I don't know how to microwave my own noodles. So you come home after a 12-hour shift, you cooking, you cleaning, you changing the baby diaper, he kicked up rubbing his toes together on your couch, watching TV or playing whatever game you done bought him for Christmas like another kid. If I wanted to adopt a kid, I would have did that. I'm not adopting no kids. I'm busy working.
It's the frying pan of shame.
What are we talking about? But when I say, like, a husband is different because not all the time, because sometimes y'all take that boyfriend and marry him and now y'all got the same situation. But what I will say is even in my parents' marriage, they were married. My dad ended up injured and he had to stay home. But he did know how to cook. He did do our hair before school because my mom was first shift. Like, they balanced each other out. And a lot of times you don't see that. And I'm starting to notice that's very rare. And a lot of these men aren't, like, in my eyes, a man is somebody that step up when needed, period. Wherever I'm going to get in where I fit in, okay? A lot of these men, they will not have a job, and they will still be like, that's the woman's job to cook and clean. That's the woman's job to take care of the kids. Well, your job was to get a job, and you ain't do that. So what are we doing? So now, not only am I carrying the emotional labor, the unpaid labor, and the workforce labor, what are we doing? So that's my only beef there. If it's it's one of those situations where it balances out, completely fine. But what we not gonna do is turn me into a slave because I want a roommate that bad. I'll pay my full rent and adopt a child in need, okay? Anywho.
Because Shannon was not put here to suffer.
I was not put here to suffer. Hello? I'm not electing to suffer. What are we talking about? And if that's what, and if I'm going to really drag myself to the dirt, I'm going to adopt a dog and I'm going to adopt a child that has a sad backstory. Not no grown man that would refuse, that's electing not to go into the workforce because he wants to be a stay-at-home boyfriend.
And I'm sorry, fellas, she already got the dog. So
I already got a dog.
It's a child next, not you, brother. Miss Shannon. Yes, ma'am.
That's crazy.
Miss Shannon, there's a comment in the chat. Would you like me to read this? By right, cousin please. Anita.
I'm not dealing with y'all.
Is that a yes?
Please, Red, please. I'm gonna call your wife, Ray. I'm telling on you.
A stay-at-home boyfriend.
He being mean.
He's acting like Francesca supporters. A stay-at-home boyfriend is insane. A stay-at-home husband should be established as a benefit to the entire family. Oh, man. So I know we was doing this subject today. So I was like, you know what? Let me take this out to the and put it on the side of the house before my wife get back home. She'd be like, this box has been sitting here since yesterday. So the box is up. The box is up. Trying to help you be a stronger black. We don't say that no more, creation.
See what it said? Look. Support a brother. That's how they're gonna make us stronger. Take us down through there to make us stronger. Black women don't need to be stronger.
I tried to save him.
We already carrying all the labors.
I tried to get you to delete it before she responded, RC.
I tried to get you to run. He said he's trying to help you. Bruh. Y'all see this?
It's
wild.
I'm nervous. I'm a little nervous. So Shannon?
Yes.
Let's talk about which jobs are actually growing. And I think you hinted to this. Or as a matter of fact, we should go to break, huh?
Oh, you got 3 minutes.
Oh, we got 3 minutes. Let's talk about which jobs are actually growing, Shannon. You mentioned healthcare and social assistance, a sector that's 78% female, 78.9, so essentially 79% women. Is using the word female derogatory? I feel like people said you shouldn't use the word female. No more.
I think some people don't like to be called female.
Okay. So
I ain't that deep into that yet. We got bigger fish to fry right now. Yes, ma'am. As a black woman. All right. We'll get there.
Damn, does that mean the internet is a man? Because that's how it chooses to spit out stats? That makes no sense. But anyway, added 1.8 million jobs between mid-2023 and mid-2025. More than half of all U.S. job growth in that window. Male-heavy sectors like manufacturing, tech, and financial activities have been flat or shrinking. Women already dominate the training pipeline for the fastest-growing field, 87% of nursing bachelor students and 96% of speech-language pathology master students are women. Per recent enrollment data, economists also point to non-economic factors compounding a drop in male participation. The opioid epidemic hit non-college-educated men especially hard, and men largely don't qualify for assistance programs like SNAP or TANF without a disability. So when they exit the workforce, the financial burden lands on whoever is closest to them, often a partner. What you think of that, Shannon? Shannon, like, I don't give a damn about none of that. She like to hell with all of that.
Rip this mic out the ground. That's what I'm finna.
The stay-at-home boyfriend trend specifically. What started as a 2024 TikTok aesthetic, young men filming themselves cooking, cleaning, and running errands while their girlfriends work, that's nasty work, is now a real measurable pattern layered on top of the jobs data. Roughly 1 in 3 American men aged 20 plus are now entirely outside of the labor force, neither working nor looking. Jesus. Among men aged 25, 14% of millennials, Gen Z, are out of the labor force versus just 7% of baby boomer men at the same age. Ms. Shannon, can I have permission to take us to break?
Take us to break, please.
Don't go anywhere. Ms. Shannon said we'll be right back on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Very demure, very mindful.
You in charge. I want to hear you say that. Say it.
I'm in charge.
You're my partner.
I know.
Say it, I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.